Good morning, MGTOW men. I've kind of put closure on a certain issue. When you live in country areas, it can be a really long way to go to a supermarket, and you know, most people have a fair idea of how to run a supermarket, but I've had a specific manager who I've really tried to help and assist and get their business off the ground, and you know, to do all the things that, you know, it's not a matter of selling what I want to sell, it's selling all the stuff that people want to buy, you know. And so I'm just sort of putting a recap on this because I'm obtaining closure with the issue with the issue. It's not my fucking problem, you know. They can't psychologically interface with the idea of running a business that sells the products that people want to buy. Too bad, you know. I'll start on a list of things. Say if you had people go to the supermarkets and one of the, you know, or any fucking markets, basically one of the products people buy is meat and dairy and, you know, cheeses and all that sort of shit, right? So, and fresh meat usually sells for two reasons. It's fresh, it's properly stored, it's kept in refrigerators or frozen, and it has a use by date in the refrigerator, and the price has to be competitive with all the competition, you know, the butchers and the other supermarkets and that. So we'll just say if the going price of meat is, say, is or was, say, $18 a kilo, for the same sorts of cuts of meat, you can't be selling them for between $28 to $32 a kilo. People know their prices and they're not going to buy it, you know. And as a result of not buying it, as a result of this manager overpricing, you know, overcharging on their fucking meat prices, the stuff, the meat would sit in the refrigerator, and say if it had 7 days till the use-by date had come up, you know. Well, when it got to, say, 5 or 6 days, you know, most supermarket owners would mark that meat down, reduced for quick sale. So instead of paying, say, $28 a kilo, they would mark it down to, say, you know, $20 a kilo or something, you know what I mean? Or if it was 18, they'd mark it down to $14 a kilo. You know, and but this manager never did, you know. The fucking use by date would come and go, and it was still $28 a kilo, and then the meat would sit in the refrigerator for another 3 fucking weeks, you know, and it was shiny and green, you know, and it looked off, you know, and you know, so that has two effects on the customers. The pricing is just fucking outrageous. You know, like, are you out of your mind? This is a sort of average cut of meat. It's not nothing special. The going price is $18. You're selling it for $28. And here it is sitting in the fridge, refrigerator, you know, 3 weeks after the use-by date. And it's gone fucking shiny and green, you know. So people just go, I'm not going to that fucking place to buy their meat. It's way overpriced and it's fucking off, you know. So they never go back. That's one thing. And, you know, when you come to sort of your standard sort of frozen vegetables are really good because they keep for ages in the freezers, you know. And, you know, if we get, you know, frozen beans, frozen broccoli, mixed frozen vegetables for stir fry or winter veggies or something, we'll just say it's an average price of, say, for the fucking whole lot is about $3.50 a kilo, right? And this particular manager would be selling it for around $8 a kilo. You know, and oh, it's a fucking really, oh, it's a special product, it's really fucking good, it's quality, you know, well, if the going price for all mixed, all frozen vegetables, like an aggregate, is say $3.50 a kilo, people are walking into the supermarket and looking at it at like fucking $8 a kilo, and they're going, fuck off, you know, I'm not paying that, you know. And, you know, if, you know, you get the staples of life, like bread and milk and other bits and pieces, you know, and so a lot of people do buy powdered milk because it keeps. You don't have to have it in a refrigerator. You can make it up as you need it. And it's kind of economical. You know, you can make 7 litres for $10. And normal milk, I think, is about $2.50 a litre. So, you know, that's like about $15. And powdered milk takes up very little space. It's comparatively light to transport, you know what I mean? And compared to wet milk. And, you know, I myself just prefer it because it's easier to fucking deal with, you know? What happens is, you know, when I say, if you have to go all the way into town, you know, or a town, and, you know, if you have, say, if all the competition, all the surrounding towns, we'll just say an average distance of, say, 50, 60 Ks to all the surrounding towns, you know what I mean? North, south, east, west, all that sort of shit, you know what I mean? And the going price is $10 a kilo. You know, $10 a kilo for full cream powdered milk. You know, and this manager would fucking, either wouldn't stock it, and when they eventually did stock it, they were selling the discount brand of powdered milk for $17 a kilo, right? And so all the surrounding businesses, they're selling at retail for $10 a kilo, so that means their wholesale price is around about $5, maybe $6 a kilo, you know what I mean? And they're selling it for $10. But this manager was selling the fucking powdered milk for $17, the same discount brand, you know? And I queried him, I said, that's quite a lot to fucking pay for that, you know, it's like as a retail price, $17 a kilo when everybody else is selling it for $10, it's, you're asking a bit much there, you know? And, you know, and I get the answer, oh, well, we can only buy it wholesale from the same fucking wholesaler that, you know, all the other fucking supermarkets are buying from. And they're saying they can only get it for $13.50 a kilo. So they're claiming that their wholesale price of $13.50 is $3.50 more than the retail price of all the other supermarkets who are getting their wholesale price for $5 or $6, you know. And, you know, so that story doesn't fucking add up. And, you know, you can't fucking, you know, that person had questioned me at the checkout a couple of times, or once at least, why does everybody keep driving past? How come they never come to my store? Well, duh, you know. And, you know, once upon a time they got in some tin sardines, and the going price is about 80 cents a tin for sardines, you know. And so they had half a box there, you know. And I'll eat one tin a day or something of sardines. I think it's quite a good thing, you know, a bit of that. And goes well with noodles and vegetables and soups and all sorts of shit, you know. It's a good food, you know. And so I said, well, look, if you get in a fucking box of this every month, I'll buy it, you know. But the going, their retail price was about $1.20 a tin, but everybody else was charging about 80 cents a tin, okay? And 8 weeks later, when they finally got more sardines in, they whacked a fucking price on it of $1.56. That's basically double the going price of all the fucking other supermarkets, you know? $1.56 a tin versus 80 cents a tin. And I just looked at that, and the light in my head just went click, you know, I just went fucking, fuck this, you know, I'm out of here, you know what I mean? I'm tired of this shit, you know? And, you know, and when they first opened up, there were two cash registers, you know? And one was off to one side, one was to the right of the entrance, and the other one was to the left. And the one to the right, you know, they never ever had enough customers to sort of form a queue. You know, you might get a queue of maybe two or three or four on a Saturday morning. You know, that's like it. So they could never justify having a second person on the fucking payroll to man the cash register, other cash register. And, you know, because they weren't making the sales, you know, and I said to them, you know, you need to have your shopping trolleys close to the fucking entrance. I'm getting to this, but this is the coup d'etat, you know, the graceful kill, you know what I mean? You know, that when you get the bloody, and they said, oh, no, you can't put the shopping trolleys there. We've got to keep that second cash register clear, so that, you know, we can service other customers. And I sort of, but you're not getting any other fucking customers. You don't have enough customers to barely, you know, while other supermarkets are getting, you know, they have their busy periods and they have their quiet periods, but sometimes, you know, there's, you know, people bringing out shopping trolleys, you know, four or five shopping trolleys every 5 or 10 minutes, you know what I mean, full of groceries and all this sort of stuff, and this other supermarket's lucky to get, say, you know, 20 customers a day, 20 or 30 customers a day, you know. And, so they put the shopping, they refused to put shopping the trolleys next to the fucking entrance where people could grab them as they came in, and then they put them out of the way over in the far fucking corner where people just wouldn't notice them. And eventually they just put them all out the back because people never used the fucking shopping trolleys. And the reason why they never used the shopping trolleys was because the food prices were so fucking high, you know. So they'd come in and grab a few sort of emergency bits on the sort of, on the way through, you know what I mean? You know, and, you know, what they could sort of carry under one arm. And, you know, and I'll get to the fucking shopping trolley, the coup de grace, you know, the administration of the death blow. Of the death strike, you know. You know, and they had, this is how insane this place was being run, you know, the fucking, you know, you get instant noodles, you know, like those little 5 packs of instant noodles. And these things were so marked up by so much, no one ever fucking bought them. And the cellophane packs that they came in, you know, the one pack to hold all 5 packages, and each little individual package had its own pack inside the fucking thing, you know. And, you know, these packages are moisture and oxygen resistant, but they're not moisture and oxygen proof. So it's like a car tyre. It will slowly deflate over a long period of time, you know what I mean? Well, the porosity of these packages, that if you leave them sitting on the shelves for 4, 5, 6 years, because they're so highly priced, people are not buying them. Well, those packages, the moisture from the air goes from, say, an average moisture of 25, average humidity of 25% to deep fried noodles that are, you know, got a moisture content of say 2%, you know, 2 or 5%, and slowly over time they would absorb moisture and they'd go from hard and crunchy to kind of sort of soft and sort of bendy, you know. And because they're deep fried, the oxygen would also penetrate those plastic films, and the oil that the fucking noodles were fried in would go rancid. So if you have those instant noodles sitting there for 4 or 5 years, they're so highly priced, they're not moving the fucking, they're not selling them. So all that shelf space is just dead space. It's not earning fucking money, you know. They could be sort of undercutting the competition and selling them at 10 times the fucking rate, but they're not. They've overpriced them by so much that no one's buying them at all, and the stuff's sitting on the shelves for 4 or 5 years, and it's going off inside the packet, the instant noodles, you know. And so if people go and buy stock that's just gone off in the packet, they can either return it for a refund or just say, fuck this, I'm out of here, I'm not buying instant, I'm not buying meat again from them, I'm not buying vegetables from them, I'm not buying fucking, they've got no powdered milk, you know, the fish prices, sardines are double the going fucking rate, you know what I mean? The instant noodles are going off in the packets, you know, and you know, when you buy butter, buy the fucking butter in the bloody foil packages, because it's a moisture, the aluminium foil is an oxygen resistant container, so to speak. And but you get butter that's been sitting there for so long inside the refrigerator that those tiny little gaps in the aluminium foil, the oxygen has crept in amongst them, and you get these little streak lines of oxidised fucking butter on the block of butter, you know. They're not fresh, they're going off, you know. It's slightly sort of oxidized sort of strips, you know, of developing rancidity, you know. And so what the coup de grace that came to me the other day is, like, I thought, you know, if you go to a supermarket, you know, say if you go once a month and you go for, you buy, say, 3 or 4 weeks of fucking groceries at a time. You know, that's a big shop up, you know what I mean? You can go near or far or something, or go to a regional city where there's Aldi, you know. You know, and I thought, this particular manager has just completely fucked the entire operation right up, and they're not making sales, and slowly, you know, they've got less products on the shelves, and they've got making less and less sales, and they've got less and less products to sell, you know, and all of those issues, and whatever shopping trolleys they had, they're sitting out the back, you know what I mean? No one's using them, you know, because they won't put them near the door to use them, and they won't make their prices competitive with the other fucking, you know, other supermarkets, you know. And I thought, how in the fuck, even if you could, you know, you can't afford, like, if you had, say, $500 to spend on groceries, say, for a month, you know, well, the meat, say 20 kilos of meat over a month, well, at 18, say if you got a good butcher who's selling it for, say, $14 a kilo, well, 20 times 14 is $180, you know. 20 kilos of vegetables, or say 40 kilos of vegetables at $3 a kilo, that's $60. You know, and you get, say, 3 or 4 kilos of powdered milk, well, that's $40, you know. So that's what you're sort of kind of looking at, you know what I mean? But if you go to this supermarket, well, they've got no powdered fucking milk, but if they did, they'd be selling it for say $17, we can just round that up to fucking $20, just for ease of calculations. But that's like $54 for 3 bags instead of 30. If they still stock meat, well, that was, say 20 kilos of meat, that's at, we'll just say it's $30, or that's 20 times 30, is that $600 versus 140, you know? And if your vegetables are sort of, instead of being $3.50, well, 20 times 3 is 60, you know? But if you buy their frozen vegetables, that's 20 times 8, is 160, you know? That's what I'm sort of talking about with all the fucking price differences. And, you know, and I thought, well, on top of all this, you know, how in the hell could you go and do a monthly shop-up when, if you was to buy, $500, $600 elsewhere, and it's going to cost you say $1,400 at this one supermarket. How in the hell could you fucking afford to do that? And the thing is that they don't have any fucking, how would you be like, it's the only supermarket that they've fucked it up so badly that they've removed the shopping trolleys. So how in the hell can, if they had the food and it was affordable, how in the hell could you get your fucking shopping, how, you know, you can't walk in, do a big monthly shop up or shop up for two or three weeks worth of food if they've got no fucking shopping trolleys, you know? And I just thought, that's all part of that sort of thing of just saying, well, I like this person, there's things about them, but if they're so sort of insane, if they can't, if how they want to fucking price things and set the place up and operate the place, it's so fucking insane that people just don't go there, then I figured, well, I'm just really fucking tired of not being able to buy food. You know, no powdered milk, no meat, the vegetables are twice the fucking price of anywhere else, you know what I mean? And they've got no fucking shopping trolleys, you can't load up. You can't buy 2 or 3 weeks worth of supplies in one big shopping trolley, you know? And I thought, I'm just not going there anymore. I'll go there on the way past or the way through if there's something I want to grab, you know what I mean? But it's like a process of going really fucking insane. The more you try to sort of encourage them, the more insane it gets, and the more you sort of, you know, try to help them and encourage them, and they're just so fixated on their sort of madness that you can't fucking deal with them. And I've had to say, this is not my fucking problem. You know, I'd like them to do really well, but, you know, they go past all these other supermarkets and they see people coming out, you know, there's some of them where they're getting 3 or 4 or 5 big shopping trolleys full of food coming out, you know, every hour or something like that, and they got like, you know, 2 or 3 people an hour with a couple of things under their arm, you know what I mean? And it's not, you know, and they're not making sales, and they're going, well, why doesn't anybody come to my store? Why do they all keep driving past? And they don't fucking get it. You know, they're just so out of touch with reality that they just don't fucking get it. Everybody else sells powdered milk for $10 a kilo. They're trying to get away with selling the same stuff for $17 a kilo. Tins of sardines are 80 cents. Everywhere else, and they're charging $1.60. You know, the meat that they once had was sitting in the refrigerator at $28 a kilo when everybody was else was selling it for $18 a kilo, and it's sitting there for 3 weeks after the use-by date. You know, and so like, I don't hate this person. I'm just detaching, you know, I guess with compassion, because I can't see how badly they're fucking it all up, and they can't see why nobody shops there. You know what I mean? That's like beyond their comprehension to deal with that shit. So I've had to say, you know, it's not my fucking problem, and you know, to leave it with them, you know, because if I have to go to, if I go to a supermarket, I expect a reasonable range of things, which includes meat and powdered milk and fucking tin sardines and, you know, all this other sort of shit, you know what I mean? Maybe not an infinite variety, but, you know, at least enough to sort of feed a family, you know? And when they don't have milk, powdered milk, they don't have meat, and their vegetable prices, there's very few, there's only one or two types of frozen vegetables, and they're going for $8 a kilo instead of $3 a kilo. You just can't fucking shop there, you know? And if I have to go to all these different shops to buy these products, there's no point fucking going there, you know what I mean? There's absolutely no fucking point going there, and they just don't, this manager just doesn't get it. So, you know, I've had to just unhook from the crazy. I've had to just say this is not my problem and to leave it behind, you know, and move on. It's not my fucking problem, you know? Thanks.